when you would open up a new chat window, you used to have to tell it, again, this is who my brand is, this is what we sound like, this is who we're speaking to. Now, write show notes for me, or now do whatever I need you to do, right? But now it has this thing called custom instructions, and this will allow you to set custom instructions that ChatGPT will just automatically know with every chat window that you open up. So this is great to add that information about your brand that doesn't change, that you want ChatGPT to know who your brand is, who you serve, what you do, why you do it, and then also things about your brand's personality and tone of voice so that it can replicate it and sound the most like you possible. Welcome to Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs, the podcast that shows you how to leverage the power of AI technology without wasting your time or selling your soul. Let's embrace making AI work for you. Hey, hey, my authentic AI friend. I'm your host, Kinsey, and today we are bringing it back to the basics with ChatGPT. I'm chuckling over here because with this podcast, we just kind of dove headfirst into the world of AI technology and talking about it and how we're using it creatively in our lives and businesses and all that stuff. And at the same time, I realized today that I have not done an episode that's basically just talking about how to get started and set yourself up for success with ChatGPT, which is one of the most popular ones that we can use and the one that I've been using the most myself. So today we are going to be talking about the basics of how you can start using ChatGPT easily in your business and your life. I'll be walking you through the steps to setting your account up for success. So if you've been using it for a while, you can go ahead and listen. I might share a few tips that you haven't heard before, but we're definitely going to be trying to keep this to the basics for beginners who are just starting to dip your toes into the AI world. I'll try to keep this quick and keep it actionable so that you can just hit the ground running with ChatGPT at the end of this episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in. All right, my friend. So I wanted to start out by just briefly talking about what the heck is it? ChatGPT is a language software, and it is one of the most popular ones that you have probably heard people talking about. A lot of people are trying out ChatGPT, especially in the online business space and lots of other industries as well. I'm always so impressed by the creative ways that people are using it, not just for their business, right? But ChatGPT is a part of OpenAI, which has created these AI technology models and has developed a few different types of AI technology that people are using today. And ChatGPT is just the most popular one. And at its core, ChatGPT is a chat room or a chat bot or whatever it is. Basically, you just open up on your computer. It's a chat window, like AOL Messenger back in the day or like Facebook Messenger today. And you can just type into the little input thing, hit enter, and ChatGPT, the robot, will just talk back to you and give you some sort of response. It truly is as easy as that. So if you have been a little bit worried about having to, quote unquote, learn a new technology and AI, artificial intelligence, it sounds so like high tech and scary. No, ChatGPT is truly that easy to use. Typing messages back and forth with a robot and having a conversation with it. And at this point, you might be like, okay, well, that sounds cool, but like, why do I need this? Why should I care about this? It's funny because I was using ChatGPT to outline this episode for me, and its title for this bullet point is, why should solopreneurs give a hoot? And I'm just chuckling because give a hoot, I don't know, it's just funny sounding. But anyway, why should you care? Here's the thing, especially as solopreneurs who are wearing all the hats in our business and doing so many things all the time. And in our dreams, we could just have an assistant to unload some tasks onto, but we don't have the money to invest in an assistant, or we're not quite ready. We can't quite like justify it or whatever it looks like for you. Well, ChatGPT can be that assistant in a very efficient and cost-effective way. I actually think that as solopreneurs, ChatGPT is the ultimate secret weapon for us that will allow us to do more quickly, to grow our businesses more quickly, to see more success, to make a greater impact, and then also to find a little wiggle room behind the scenes to actually enjoy our lives, right? Because that is one of the things that always seems to be just brushed under the rug in entrepreneurship. We get so caught up in our never-ending to-do list, and we're like, wait, I started this business to find freedom, but I'm not finding freedom, right? Well, hopefully ChatGPT can help you with this in a way that is cost effective, that isn't going to break the bank. So before we dive into the nitty gritty details of how you can start using ChatGPT for your business, I do just want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, while ChatGPT can do so many things for your business, it can be a little bit overwhelming with the possibilities of things that it can help you with, right? And especially AI technology in general, there are so many AI tools out there. There are so many opportunities for ways that it can help you in your life and business and all this stuff. There's so many ideas and content generated by ChatGPT alone. It can get really overwhelming when you start dipping your toes into this world. So the one thing I want to remind you is as you are starting to test ChatGPT, starting to use it, integrate it into your business and life, always remember, you don't have to do it all the time. There are so many content ideas. There are so many possibilities and ways it can help you. And the fact that you're not utilizing it for all those things immediately is fine, right? The thing I want you to remember today is just one step at a time. If today is your first time ever using ChatGPT, cool. Just let it be that. Let that be today's task, is to just send it one message and see what it's all about. If you have already started using ChatGPT a little bit and you're like wanting to start integrating it more into your business with more purpose, then choose how you want it to help you today. Think, how could ChatGPT help me with a task that is on my list of to-dos today? Do I need to come up with social media posts for the next month? Awesome. It can help me generate content ideas. Do I need to write an email to my email list? Great. It can help write copy for me that gives me a great jumping off point. Yeah, I might need to tweak it a little bit, but it can help me with that specific thing. Pick specific tasks that it can help you with today, and that's all it needs to do. And the second thing that I want to remind you of is that AI is a tool that can assist you in your business. It's not going to completely run the show for you, and it shouldn't, because AI technology is not always correct. It's not always factual, and it doesn't always give you responses that make sense for your brand, that make sense to your ideal customers, that reflect your brand's tone of voice or opinions or values or anything like that. And so it's a great tool to help you push through those creator's blocks, craft responses for your ideal customers, write copy for sure. It can do so much. And at the same time, it's there to enhance your work. It's there to help make your work more efficient, but it can't do it without having that human touch. So whether that's you or whether that's a team member, you always need to be working in collaboration with AI. You don't want to be just like copy pasting something into an email to your customers that you have not read through. It's very easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of ChatGPT and all these different things. And if we want to continue using it authentically and in a way that aligns with us, if we want to use it as strategically as possible, we need to always have that human element of ourselves or our team members. Okay, let's break down the nitty-gritty details of setting your ChatGPT account up and making sure that you are seeing the most success possible. So the first thing we need to do is open up ChatGPT in our web browser. And yes, this is very basic and easy. So basically, you just open up your web browser on your computer and type in chat.openai.com, and that will take you to ChatGPT. You do have to register, but the account is free and it takes like 30 seconds or less. And then all of a sudden you're in ChatGPT and you'll see the chat window. Now, there is a free version and a paid version of ChatGPT. The free version at this point in time is called ChatGPT 3.5, and the paid version is called ChatGPT 4. And there is not a major difference between the free version and the paid premium version of ChatGPT. Honestly, if you are just kind of starting out and dipping your toes into the ChatGPT world, the free version is amazing and will give you pretty much exactly what you're looking for, okay? So don't worry about missing out with anything with the paid version, because essentially they're the same thing. ChatGPT 3.5 is a little bit less updated than the premium version ChatGPT 4, but it will still give you amazing quick responses. It will still help you with whatever you're looking for it to help you with, especially if you are just starting out with using it. The premium version is just a slightly updated version, and so it has a little bit more access to more information and its quote-unquote critical thinking skills as the robot are a little bit better, right? So I have heard from several people that the free version gives you slightly more generic responses than the paid version of ChatGPT. Also, the paid version includes things such as like plugins. So you can use different plugins to allow you to do more with the software, which is cool, but we don't need to go there today. And also the premium version allows you access to most of the beta parts of ChatGPT that they are testing out. New features such as internet access, uploading files, different things like that. But again, for now, I would just stick with the free version, start playing around with it. And if you're finding that you want more from it, then you can upgrade to the premium version and even just test it out for a month and see if it's worth it for you. Okay, so now that you have opened up ChatGPT on your computer and registered for the free account, now is the fun part. Now you get to start playing around with the chat. And again, it is so easy. It's just basically typing a message into the send message window at the bottom of the screen and having a conversation with this. So if you are literally just today trying it out for the first time, my suggestion is that you just let yourself go. You just start sending it messages and really just get a feel for what it is and how it works and how it can help you. Don't give yourself any limitations. You're just trying it out and that's your goal for today. I personally like to start with, hey, my name's Kinsey. My business is Feel Good Social. We help down-to-earth entrepreneurs show up online authentically without losing your mind or wasting your time. I don't know. That's like my little elevator pitch. And ChatGPT will come back to me saying, oh, hey, Kins, I love your business idea. Great idea, because it loves to give you compliments. And also it will say, here are some ways that I could help you. So if you are just starting out, that would be what I suggest you do as far as one of your first messages, or quote unquote prompt, which is the message that you send ChatGPT as a prompt, is what people call them, right? So just tell ChatGPT who you are, what you do, your business, who you serve, and it might come back with suggestions for how it could help you itself, which is pretty cool. So the next thing that I want to talk about is making sure that you are tweaking the tone of ChatGPT to fit your brand. Okay, so this is the next level of stuff, because when you just start using ChatGPT, a lot of times people tend to just ask it general questions. And guess what ChatGPT gives them back? Very general responses. So for example, if I were just starting to open up ChatGPT, I might type something in that's like, help me with marketing ideas. And that's all I say. But here's the thing, I'm laughing because marketing ideas for what? And what type of marketing? And who are we marketing to? And who are you? And what's your business? And all the different stuff, right? Like, we need to tell ChatGPT very specific things and give it very specific directions and context as to what we're looking for so that it can give us the best responses possible. So make sure that you are always telling it more about yourself and your business, who your ideal customers are, what your brand's personality is, what your tone of voice is, how you speak to your ideal customers, and then also giving it extra specific details about the context of what you're looking for, right? Like a sales email doesn't necessarily sound like a blog post. Basically, we want to make sure that we are giving ChatGPT enough information so that it can give us responses that make sense for our brand, that make sense for our ideal customers, and that sound more like us. So a very cool newish feature of ChatGPT is custom instructions, okay? So basically in ChatGPT, you can open up different chat windows. And I would suggest opening a different chat window based on what your topic is or what you want to ask it, what you want to talk about, right? So you might have a chat window for like recipes if you want to stay organized with a bunch of different recipes in one chat window of ChatGPT. I have a chat window for podcast episodes for both of my podcasts, and that's the windows that I usually go to write show notes for each of my podcast episodes. I have content ideas for Feel Good Social's Instagram. I have outlines of different programs that I want to create, online courses, digital products, all this different stuff. They're all organized into different chat windows. And it used to be that ChatGPT would remember the conversation in individual chat windows, but it doesn't remember conversations between different chat windows, right? So whatever you tell ChatGPT in one chat, it will remember your conversation for the most part for that entire chat, right? But you can't open up another chat window and expect it to remember your conversation from this other chat, right? That's not how ChatGPT works. And so it used to be that when you would open up a new chat window, you used to have to tell it again, this is who my brand is. This is what we sound like. This is who we're speaking to. Now write show notes for me or now do whatever I need you to do, right? You'd have to tell it who you are and who your brand is, your personality, all the different stuff every single time you opened up a chat. But now it has this thing called custom instructions. And this will allow you to set custom instructions that ChatGPT will just automatically know with every chat window that you open up. So this is great to add that information about your brand that doesn't change, that you want ChatGPT to know who your brand is, who you serve, what you do, why you do it, and then also things about your brand's personality and tone of voice so that it can replicate it and sound the most like you possible. This can go in your custom instructions. And if you're looking at ChatGPT in your browser window, it's going to be next to your username. It'll either say custom instructions or they'll have three dots and you click that and that's how you get to the custom instructions, right? And you can add all this information within that screen. So this is really important to think about because we don't want to have ChatGPT give us responses that are like a super formal, professional, jargon-heavy email for your fun-loving, down-to-earth, easygoing brand, right? No, the more you can tell it, okay, I am a fun-loving, easygoing brand. I'm witty, charming. I like to use puns sometimes. I like to reference early 2000s culture because that's when I grew up. If you can tell it more of this stuff, the better your responses will be. So I will tell you that it's a little hard to nail down. I've had many a conversation with many people who are like, ChatGPT doesn't sound like me. I'm like, yeah, I hear you. Because every time I try to get it to sound like Feel Good Social, it's getting closer for sure. But I'm still struggling with like the cheesy factor. Every piece of copy that it sends out nowadays still sounds like a little overly cheesy for Feel Good Social. So I'm still honing my own brand voice. But basically what we need to think about are some personality traits that could describe your brand that ChatGPT might understand and help it to sound more like you. And fun fact, I'm actually in the process of making a ChatGPT brand style guide that will walk you through how you can hone your tone of voice for your brand and how to describe that to ChatGPT in a way that it will understand so that you can get copy that sounds the most like you possible out of ChatGPT. I've been doing so much research for this. It's been so much fun, honestly, to just think about all the different ways that we can describe our tone of voice and our brand personality in a way that ChatGPT understands. So if you are interested in our ChatGPT brand style guide, I have not released it yet, but I do have a waitlist up on our website. So head over to AuthenticAIForEntrepreneurs.com. Check out our new website. It's pretty awesome. And then add your name to our ChatGPT brand style guide waitlist, because this is how you will be the first to know about it. And I will give you a little bonus for adding your name to the waitlist. It will ensure that you know when this brand guide is released. But since the guide is not out yet, I really just want you to think about the different personality descriptors that could describe your brand and also how you speak to your people. Is your brand friendly? Is your brand charming? Is your brand witty? Or is your brand more professional? Is your brand jargon heavy? Are you nurturing? Who are you speaking to, right? Are you speaking to kind of a friend? Are you speaking to more professional peers? Think about a few different things that could really describe your brand's tone of voice and put that in your custom instructions in ChatGPT and start playing around with it. It probably will not get perfect the first time, and that's okay. but you can definitely tweak it as you're going along. And another thing to think about, I do this all the time for Feel Good Social, is if you try something, say, you know, for Feel Good Social, I'll say my brand is friendly, but usually that turns into cheesiness, right? So the first response that I get from ChatGPT will be a little bit overly jazz handsy, a little bit overboard with the hey guys and like all the different stuff. So after it writes out its first response, I will actually tell ChatGPT, okay, dial back the cheesiness a little bit. And it'll rewrite the response and give me a better answer that sounds a little bit more like my brand, right? Because while I am friendly and non-judgmental and easygoing and all that different stuff, I still am somewhat dry. I still am like not overly cheesy, especially with the way that I write copy. And so it's okay to give it feedback, have it rewrite things and say, be a little more this or don't be as much this. So keep that in mind as you're using ChatGPT too. Okay, so that is all I have for you today. I wanted to keep this short, quick, to the point. I really just wanted to encourage you to start testing out ChatGPT, dipping your toes in the water, and then setting yourself up for success to get the best responses possible. I will, of course, be sharing more in future episodes about how we can get even more specific and use ChatGPT in even more helpful ways, but I at least wanted to have this back to the basics episode to help you get started with ChatGPT. And if you have any questions at all, follow me on Instagram. I'm at Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs. Send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Or send me a message on our new website. And don't forget to add your name to that wait list for our new ChatGPT brand style guide that helps you hone your tone of voice so that you can make ChatGPT sound more like you. I'm so excited to release it. It's going to come out soon. So head over to AuthenticAIForEntrepreneurs.com, add your name to that wait list, and I'll make sure that you're the first to know about it when it goes live. All right, I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will catch you next time I catch you. Thank you so much for tuning into Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your shows. And hey, while you're at it, we would truly love for you to give us 5 stars and leave us a friendly review, because that will do so much to help us reach more down-to-earth folks like you and spread our authentic AI message even further. If you're looking for show notes and even more resources for using AI in your business, visit our website now at DIYwith.ai. Just open up your browser and type DIYwith.ai, hit enter, and you'll find everything that you need to start up leveling your business with AI today.